Pegimlam at base. It's now the third day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Yutes Tishrei. We're coming close to Shmini Atzeres, Shana Rabba, Shmini Atzeres, Vos Torah, Shabbos Bereishis,
Shabbos
Bereishis. A lot of days coming ahead. And here we are learning about an Orel. Aval Orel, Oidin Yeshe Ba'azor Ba'azor, a person who's an Orel, a person, a Koyin who's an Orel, does not have a Bris Milah, or a Koyin who's an Oinin, Rachman al Islam, he is in a state of mourning, he has not yet buried the dead, Yeshev, he is sitting down, he does that within the state of sitting, he's not standing, Ba'azor, he is not Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim, he is only Chayev Aloy Sase, in Asar warning. Okay, what is the Asar? The Asar doesn't mean Malkus, not necessarily. It just means Asar means it does not necessarily mean a loisase with the Zechiv Malkus, but it just means that there's a prohibition that he may not do so. So the Mursa Kasha, Orel Minon, how do you know what's the source? Orel Minon, how do you know that a person who is an Orel is not allowed to do the Avoida? We do not know this. Al Shabbo Yecheskel ben Buzi, the Limdanu Yecheskel ben Buzi taught us the halacha called Ben Nechar, Erel Lev, the Erel Basa Lo Yovay El Mikdashi. So this is the word twice, Erel twice. Erel Lev means he is a person who worships Avodah Zarah. He's a mummer Avodah Zarah, and Erel Basa means he does not have a circumcision. Lo yavoy el mikdashi. So it's an explicit prohibition. Eloisa say it's halacha. The Gemara elsewhere is the kasha. At sheba yecheskel ben buzi minolan. He came along at a later point in time. You know, when you say, by the way, very important to know this, is when you say ani v'hoi hoshina. Why do we refer to Hashem by those two shemas? Ani v'hoi hoshina. So Chazal say, who used the shem ani? Yecheskel, ani besoich hagoyla. Who used the shame of a hoy? It's really the who. It was Yirmia. The who asur bozikim. Hashem kaviyachol, due to our sins, is tied up in chains. So this is a team. Yecheskel and Yirmia. They both lived during the time of the Churban. Yecheskel lived with the goyim in Bavel. And Yirmiyah lived with the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Where are you going? Who needs ventilation? Who needs ventilation?
No air here.
So what? Weiter. So over here it says, so the Gemara Sakash, that's a very important thing to know about. You know, you say in the
Shabbos.
Ani v'hoi. Why is Ani v'hoi? Because Yirmiyah and Yechezkel, they were a team. One lived in Galus, one lived in Eretz Yisrael, and when you mevakish with the Dalamini, you mevakish for the Geula, ani v'hoi hoshiyana, and the Zuchus of Yirmiyah Yecheskel, who lived and had so much tzar over the Churban, ani v'hoi hoshiyana. These are the two shemos that were.
Buzi loyroy,
afil shivcha, loyroy, shivcha. Shisua mashaloyroy Yecheskel and Buzi. But these two lived during the time of the Churban, ani v'hoi hoshiyana, vaita. So they were called Benichel, so the Moskash, how then do we know the halacha that a person who is an uncircumcised person, how do we know that he did not do the Avodah until the time of Yecheskel? How do we know? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara gives an answer. What's the Gemara's answer? It's because in Echanami it's halacha l'moshe misinai bo Yecheskel v'asmechei akrod. The MS is really a halacha l'moshe misinai. It's just that Yecheskel when he put this in writing. There's a better answer. You know, the better answer is it wasn't necessary to teach you the halacha until this time. Because until this point in time, it wasn't even a havamina, a person that had not have a bris milah would consider doing the avodah. It wasn't even a havamina. A person that did not have a bris milah would go do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It was never nogeh halacha l'maisa. So this is the Gemara says, Ben Sora Moira, Ben Sora Moira lohoyev lohyeh, the case of the Yerli Dachas, the case of Shaul Echa, the case of Yerli Dachas, it never happened. It wasn't even nogeya, a person on a havamina to do the avoida without having a bris milah. Okay, it wasn't even a havamina. You hear?
Well, that's what we're talking about. An oral who's a v'hachis or
doesn't make a difference. Does not make a difference. It does not make a difference. A person that does not have circumcision is not allowed. Is not allowed to do the avoida.
What you're saying is that the fact that a person had the chutzpah
Right, the person, right, it was different, male, the different was not necessary. It was not necessary until the time of Yechezkel Booz, that's why it first came,
get to
in,
the
first came
first
into,
word
into,
in a minute.
Into writing.
You didn't turn the page yet.
Written in the Sefer right in his lifetime. But until the point in time, there wasn't even a Haramina, because Klai was such a Mahamajah. But in the end, it was already taught, because the Navi can't make a new halacha. It was halacha l'moshe misinai, bo Yechezkel v'asmach yakroi. You're not going to see that in the notes of the Yerachka. Vaita. The oral basal lo yovil mikdash vaita. L'shoy seni. Oinin. Now the person who's in oinin, Rachmanos, the person who's in oinin, is in avilus, he's not allowed to do the avil, if there's avil, it's choy chay, it's chay, v'loy sase, it's a nasara. Dersiv, min olin dersiv, umin amigdash lo yetzay. Well, except the Kohen Gadol, right, it's exactly more than because the Pesach says the Kohen Gadol is allowed to. The Kohen Gadol is the fact that the Kohen Gadol is the fact that the Kohen Gadol is the exception, exactly, passed away. So the fact that the Kohen Gadol is the exception that implies that everyone else is not the exception. Yeah. So it's mashma, he, the Kohen Gadol, ha acher, but a regular Kohen, shelo yotza chilel. If he will not leave the Beis HaMikdash and continue to do the avodah in the state of aninus, he will profane the service of the Beis HaMikdash. It is that for the Kohen Gadol that must remain and do the avodah, but someone else must leave. And we apply the same word, chilel. Okay, so it's a lav, haba, mechlal, asay. It's an asara. It's not an asara, it's an asara. Vaita.
It's not an
asara,
but it's a what?
It's an asara. It's an asara. Oh. The Mobius used asara, it's not mamshal lois asay. It's like an asay. It's like an asay. It's a lav, haba, mechlal, asay. In the Mela, that's what the Gemara is saying, that it's called an Ashara, it is a prohibition, but there's no Chi of Misa B'nei Shemayim. Next. Amalei Rav Adav Adarava, V'nelev Chil Chil Amin Truma. Question, if the whole Makar comes with Lo Yichalel, so why not link up the case of an Einin who does Avoida to the case of Truma, a Koyin who is Tomei, who eats Truma, we learned yesterday, is Chayiv Misa B'nei Shemayim. So why not make the Gezer Shava Chilel, like the Gemara made the Gezer Shava for all of the long list of things that we learned yesterday? So why not extend the scope of the Gezer Shava to apply it to the case of an Oinein who does the Avoida Shvichayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim?
It's different. There it says,
so, but the Gemara, but the very good. There it says, B'loshon Rabim, and here it says, B'loshon Yachid, and the Gemara, but the Gemara has a Yisoid throughout Shas. Uvoha v'shav ha'kayin uvoha kayin. All of the shas, yeah, they all go shas. We'll see in Gemara, which Gemara learns it does not have to be precise. Even if the word is not the same word, the concept is enough in order to make the zera shava lachas kama kama. When the shoresh of the word is the same, it's enough to make the zera shava. So therefore, why kill make the zera shava to a kayin who's tatame to sky chayv misa deshman? Why only nasara ma'alahalon b'misa afkan b'misa? So the Gemara says, no, here's a Meridik Yisoid. Okay, this is a Yisoid for all of the encyclopedias to teach the Yisoids when you make Gzera Shava. The only time here's a Meridik rule, unbelievable Yisoid, you came tonight, Kedai, to come tonight, Chalamot Sukkot, just this Yisoid. The only time you can make a Gzera Shava is only when the word is written by the halacha in which you want to learn, you want to actually teach, you're seeking to learn the halacha. But if the word that we're using to link is only a word which we're going to use it to
induction
from somewhere else, the word yichalel is said by the Kohen Gadol, we're not making an implication to apply it to a Kohen Hegit. And now you want to make a Gezeirah Shavah to teach that the Kohen Hegit is going to be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's way too far. You can't do that. If the word appears by the Kohen Hegit, then you can make the Gezeirah Shavah. But if the word does not even appear by the Kohen Hegit, the word appears by the Kohen Gadol, and then you want to go deduce what it says by the Kohen Gadol, we're now going to transfer over by deduction to the Kohen Hegit and teach you Halacha Misa, that is pushing the Gezeirah Shavah beyond its boundaries. Meek sif bay begufay. Does it say the word chila begufay? Michlalukha, so we only work with Miklal. Memel, the Gemara follows Shuhavi Dov Abba Michl Menachlal. And here's the Yisoid. The Chol Dov Abba Menachlal ain't then Oisoi because they were Shava. You cannot, they're Shava. See on the side of the Gilina Shastra, Kiv Eger, he says, not so fast. Okay? He says, Ayin Shin Mikubet says, the Goinis of Kiv Eger, he knew called her a Kula. I ain't to be competitors, but become a daf hey, I in Amav, the Mamasal Asitakas, who with Shuvas told us Odom, Laharashba, Simon Tezayin. Okay, so you look in those two services, Mam Shagvald, the topic of discussion, not for now. I did not look it up. Kidding? Me look it up? Where's the mic? So, we joke around here a lot. So, no, so, Rabbi Kiv Eged says, this is a very good topic of discussion from Mitzvah Shabbos. It's a Shabbos, a sugya from the family. We can understand what this is, a very big topic. Vayda chadavar habam nachlal in the nosav zera shava. Fine. Nu halacha yoishev. Next halacha, a person who's sitting down, who does avoda, it's an ashara. There's a prohibition for a kohen to do the avoda when he is in a state of sitting, yeshiva. Minolam amar rava. Rava says, I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Kra, Kivoy, V'achar Hashem Elokecha, Mikol Shavtecha, La'amoid, to stand, L'shares. Okay? So therefore, Amoid means La'amida, B'chartiv, V'lo, L'yeshiva. The Avoida must be B'amida, may not be done B'yeshiva. What is the notable exception to this? What is the notable exception to this, an Avoida that can be done B'yeshiva? Eating the kachim. In all of the models of the Beis HaMikdash that you have seen hanging in everyone's sukkah, they're missing a very important thing. It's missing picnic tables. There were picnic tables in the Azara for Kodesh Kodashim because L'moshcha, it says in the Pasuk L'moshcha, which the Miri says it means it has to be eaten in a state of dignity. And the Mela, when the Kohanim eat, V'ochlu oisam asher kupar bohem melamed shab, Kohanim oichlim ubolim mischaprim. Part of the kapar process for the kohanim to eat the basa of the kodesh kodashim, the kohanim have to eat it when they're sitting down inside of the azara. Where are the picnic tables for the kohanim to sit down in the azara and eat? They are missing. This is nogei l'halacha l'maisa in one instance of Rebbe Machlokes HaPoskim, sitting, standing, and that is when a kohen does pidyon haben. Big machlokes. When you do pidyon haben. Pidyon Aben, so when you mechaber kohen pidyon Aben, does the kohen stand when he receives the money, or does the kohen sit? So if you learn that it's an avoida la'amoid l'shares, if you learn it's a din of l'moshcha, he should be dafka. L'moshcha is a pasuk. L'moshcha means like kings. L'moshcha is a pasuk. I don't remember the whole pasuk. L'moshcha, which is a pasuk that says by the avoid of the kohanim, they must do the avoid in a state of dignity. As an anointed prince.
Oh, Lamashcha.
Lamashcha, like Moshech, or anointment.
Anointment.
So there's Machloikis, Halacha Lamaisa, Machloikis, Apoiskim. If you go to a Pidyon Aben to pay attention, to see if the Kohen is standing when he receives the five Salaim, or is he sitting.
What's the Halacha?
There's no Kohen Halacha, it's Machloikis Apoiskim. It's not.
Machloikis,
yeah. Apoiskim.
But it's considered an Avoida? Or
an Avoida, or it's considered Maisa Achila, and it's considered Begedit L'moshcha. If it's a Kemalak and Avoida, La'amoid L'shares means it has to be Amida. If it has a din of, like the Achilas Kodoshim, L'moshcha, they have Bedavka, should be sitting. So this is the Machloikis Apoiskim. Vaita.
Next,
Balmum, Rabbi Meir Bemisa.
Why is he saying, how do you know
Yeshua?
No, I'm just the opposite.
It says La'amoid.
La'amoid.
Now, this is dealing with the Avoid. The Gemara here is dealing with the Avoid. The coin does the Avoid have to have La'amida. Next, Halacha Balmum, Rabbi Meir Bemisa, Vacham Be'asar. Now we have no
Halacha. He wants to know Yeshua, Nolan. He just brought a passage just opposite.
We want to know that if a person sits down, he's in the violation.
It says in the Mishnah,
Yoishev is Bashara.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Well, how do we know this implication?
What does the Mishnah say? Yoishev is so-and-so.
Yoishev is
then what?
Yoishev is Bashara.
Bashara,
he's in violation.
But it's not Mamshalav that he gets Mamshalav.
No, that's how we started. Right. Next, Bashara. A Kohen who has a blemish. And he does avoid it nevertheless. Is he chay? Is machlokes in the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir says.
Chay misa
mishmaim. No, chay misa deshmaim. Misa deshmaim. Misa deshmaim. That's according to the sheet of Rabbi. And the Chacham say he is be ashara. He's chayiv ashara. There's no chay of misa bidei deshmaim.
Where do you learn it out from?
That's the most question.
No.
My time. The Rabbi that says the chay of misa deshmaim. The Chassid ach el haparechas lo yavoi. It says that this refers to the Balmum. This is the pasuk which concludes all of the list. The Torah gives a very detailed list of different types of blemishes, either in an animal or in a person. Ach el haprechas lo yavoi v'yolif, and there it says v'lo yichalel. The conclusion of the pasuk is v'lo yichalel. In the Sar the Gemara, if you have your Gemara is Gimel, it says ach el haprechas lo yavoi v'yol hamizbech lo yigash ki mumbo. There's a blemish in this kohen v'lo yichalel. The word yichalel, and now we make a gzereshava. The yalev, and notice the yichalel is loshen yochid, not chilu, right? Okay, not chilu. It's yalev and gzereshava. Chilu mitruma. Oh, that's not the same word. By truma, what does it say? It says yichalelu, the loshen rabim. So it's not the same word, but the Gemara says it's good enough to make the Gzer Shava. Ma'ala halon the Misa, the Koyen, who is Tame, eats Shum Yishai Misa, the Shemaim.
And how do you know which Shumi
is the Farish? It says the Farish in the Pasuk.
Uh-huh.
It says the Farish. So if Avkan, the Misa. Frag the Gemara, if you want me to make the Gzer Shava, it says the Chil by Nois. My Nois, there's no Chilimination, there's only this curse. It's even worse, or better. That's what we discussed yesterday.
Ask, why by Nois attacking
is no So let's go to the Nois, the halacha is Nois of this curse. If a person needs Sadefa, the Gemara said, let's make the Gzer Shava, not necessarily worse, we had that discussion yesterday, but whatever it is, it's different, it's not Misa. So frag the Gemara, according to one of the Gzer Shava, Misa, why not say that a person who eats, Gzer Shava from Nois, Malahalan Bukharis, Afkan Bukharis, the Gemara says, no, Mistavra, you have a choice, we should go, Mistavra, Mituma, Lamela, Washakin, Psul, here's a whole long list. Number one is that they have in common. A common, a Baal Mum, who is doing Avodah, has in common with Truma, both of them, the person is the problem, the Gavra, not the Chefsa. A Koyein who's Tomei, the problem is in the Koyein. A Baal Mum,
awesome.
The problem is in the Koyein, in the Gavra, not in the Chefsa.
Unlike
Mipsul Aguf, I'm a Noiser, it's a Psul in the Chefsa. We have many more similarities. Number one, they're both Koydesh. Truma is not Koydesh, but Noiser is Koydesh. A Koyein who's a Baal Mum is doing Avodah, he's being occupied with the matters of Koydesh. Penim, they're inside the Beis HaMikdash. Noise, Truma is not in the Beis HaMikdash. Pigel, they both have potential for Machsheves Pigel. The Noiser, they both have potential for Noiser. Noiser is Mamish Noiser. And the Kohen who does Avodah, who's a Baal Mum, he leaves over the Kodshim, it turns into Noiser. Whereas when it comes to Truma, it's not Shaykh in Pigel and Noiser.
So he's asking a question now.
Right. So why make the Gzer Shava to learn the Gzer Shava from Truma and focus on the Gavra and Nishta Chefsa, focus on Noiser, which has four similarities, and four is greater than one.
The
Melech should be Chorus and not Misa. El, the Gemara says, you're right, good Kasha. The Kasha is such a good Kasha, we have to revise this Makar. According to every, the Gzer Shava is not from Truma. Ella, Mitame, Shashime, Shkomar, we learn out from Mitame, a Svara. It's no Gzer Shava, it's just Tama Svara. A Koyin who is a Baal Mum is no different than a person, a Koyin who's Tame, Shashime, Shkomar. They're both the same, they're both people who are disqualified. He is a Baal Mum, he is Tame, they're doing Avodah, they are not supposed to be doing Avodah. Just like the Torah says that a Koyin who is Tomei does avoid his Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemaim, so to a Koyin who is a Baal Mum that does avoid his Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemaim, we don't need to come onto a Gzer Shava, we don't need a Hekish, it's logic.
But if we have the Hekish, there's a Gzer Shava at the end of the day anyway.
No, that Gzer Shava, we had other uses for the Gzer Shava. The Gzer Shava is a Masur, there's a Gzer Shava, we had the previous stuff, we already used the Gzer Shava many, many times. In how many times you need to use the Gzer Shava. There's nothing more than the Gzer Shava, and if the Gemara backs away because the Gzer Shava is not the Gzer Shava, because if you're going to use the Gzer Shava, you're going to get in trouble, you're going to go to Noiser. So the Gemara says the ultimate deciding Svara is, it's Svara. It's logic. Logic is always the best. Logic is that it's no different than a person, a Kohen who is Tamei, does Avodah, he's Chayv Misa V'Dei Shemayim, a Kohen who is
clearly,
the Baal Mum.
Yes. Why would you say that Baal Mum is the same?
Because it's the same concept. There's a problem with the Kohen. The Kohen is doing Avodah, there's a problem with the person. The person either has a physical blemish or a spiritual blemish. The Gemara is saying, Ela mitamei shashimish gamar. What's the similarity? Psul haguf, mipsul haguf. They're both kodesh. They're akvon kodesh. They're both penim. They're both pigul v'noiser mikodesh penim pigul v'noiser. Fine, gevaldik. So now the kash is such a gevaldik araya. The Gemara says that Rabban in the mission says there is no chiyav misa bidei shemayim for a kohen who does avoda when he has a blemish. How will they deflect this starka svara from Rabbeinu Hakodesh? And the Rabban Amarko, you're right. It's a pasuk that's coming to reject. It says boy. V'loy Baal Mum. It says the word boy by Truma. A Koyein who is Tomei who eats Truma. Look at Rashi, Amakra, Betruma Misa. Okay, Rashi, it's where the Gilyan Hashas is. It says Amakra boy, it says Betruma Bemisa. A Koyein who is Tomei and eats Truma, it says Umesu Bo. And the word Bo in that pasuk is extra to teach you. Only a Koyein who is Tomei is Chayiv Misa, but someone who's not Tomei is Mutter. The Misa, which...
Yeah, Rebbe Barlai Darish.
Oh, no. Right? Rebbe Barlai Darish, right? Rebbe does not dash the word, exactly. Vaita. Hey, it's the Mila. New halach in the Mishnah, the person is nene from the property of the Beis Hamikdash b'meisiv. Now we know the halacha, a person is nene from the property of the Beis Hamikdash b'shoigeg, that's called me'ilah. He is chayav to bring a carbon plus to pay the value of what he had and an additional fifth. So there are three things. There is tashlumin, there is a chaymesh, and there is a carbon. Carbon oile v'yad, a special type of carbon oile v'yad, depending upon your financial situation. You bring in your tax returns to decide what kind of carbon you bring. You bring an expense carbon or cheaper carbon. Now, let's say a person is then from the base and b'mezit lahachas. So we have a machlokes in the Mishnah. Hezit b'mila rebi oimer b'misa. He's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. V'achachamim oimerim. No, there's no misa. It's a prohibition, whatever it is, but it's not misa b'asar. My time is rebi. I'm a revo. Gamar. Chayit mitrum. It says with chayit in both places. And says the word chet by mila. It says the word by mila. And the word chet by chuma. Mal halam b'misa afkam b'misa. Oh, rabbanon. Same exact drash. The word boy is coming to be ma'at. Rabbanon amakor boy. Boy v'lo mila. Only when it comes to trumas, they're going to be the misa. It's not going to be the misa when it comes to a person who has hana from the Beis Hamikdash b'meizid. B'meizid is not going to be misa, but it will be an ashara. Even the Rabban Rashi points out, even the Rabban agrees, if a person has enough in the base and b'mezid, he's chayiv to bring the navera, the terrible avera. Vaita. Next halacha, zar sheshimesh b'mikdash. We learned in the Brisa, a zar who does avoid the mikdash. So what is Allah? He's chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa. No, machlekes. What is machlekes?
One's b'day shemayim, one's b'day bezdan.
Zar sheshimesh, it was a machlekes, or everyone agree? What is it in the Mishnah? Go back to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah is heavily on the notes here. Refers you back to the Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah? Pe Aleph. Amidays. Harig Nefesh. Hanbegev Kakasa. Zor. Sheshimesh. Bamikdash. Everyone is chayichay. So Rabbi Kiva Mebchenek. Ke Misas Bezdin. Vachacham. Oimrim Bide Shamayim. So zar sheshimesh b'mikdash. So what is Allah? Time on the Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel 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 says Nemar kan v'zar akar v'yumas. It says here zar that is akar v'yumas. Simul halon kol akar v'al mishkan Hashem yamas. It says there by the mishkan, anyone that comes in the mishkan is going to die. Ma'al halon b'deish. There it's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma'al halon b'deish. Over there it's referring over here to what? That what was the ma'isa there? Was with Kerach. Korach there, he told them, that was the aftermath. In the aftermath of Maisu Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you see that Hashem has selected Aaron HaKohen, and anyone else, any what?
Put on vibrate, put on silent vibrate.
We're very makban on this over here. No, I'm not coming to Chas V'Shalom to Mechamidu, Kavu Gadol. But just over here, we had some incidents where it's got totally out of hand. So we're very macro on this. We're macro on food and on cell phones during the shir. So no food and no cell phones. You're horing val yavar. If someone has an emergency, they'll call 911. They're not going to need to call us.
They'll come here. They know where to find us.
There are better people equipped to deal with emergencies than us. Food, we're all on a diet. We don't need to eat food. Azor HaKorev, Azor HaKorev Yumas. V'nem Allah HaLon Kol HaKorev, Kol HaKorev Kol HaMishon HaShem Yumas. V'nem Allah HaLon V'dei Shemayim, Afkan V'dei Shemayim. So it says V'dei Shemayim. That is discussing in the aftermath of Keach. Keach Hashem said, look, Keach died, and it's 250 men. They were all blown away. So therefore, everyone should learn from this over here, that if you're not from the Mishpach of Aaron HaKoyin, do not even think of coming near the Mizbeach to do Avodah. Yumas. And that pasuk Rashi says, I don't know what the makar means. Misa b'dei shemayim. That's what it says. Ma'al halam b'dei shemayim. I guess what it means over here is because they died. I guess we're comparing the people to what happened to the Korach's 250 men. How did Korach's 250 men die? There was Noah. Misas Bezdin, who's an Eish Yotzram in Hashemayim. And if Hashem is warning everyone else in Klal Yisrael, it's also going to be an Eish Yotzram in Hashemayim that will come forth to anyone that wants to come close to the Mikdash, like the people of Korach. So there it's Bidei Shemayim. So Ma Lahalon Bidei Shemayim, from the context, it's clear there Bidei Shemayim. Afkan Bidei Shemayim. So when it says the halacha, the general halacha that we started with the halacha. The halacha of doing avoda, which the Gemara is actually called the pasuk in a few moments. It says kol hakorev el mishkan Hashem yumos ha'im tamnu legvaya. No, that was Korach's people. The other pasuk ve'ata bamidbar yudches. That's the main pasuk. The main pasuk is ve'ata uvanecha itachav yavod and sa'ni Gemara is zayin. Ve'ata uvanecha itcha Tishmru es kunaschem lecholdra mizbeach ulmes laparoches lavaritem avodes matana etenes kunaschem vahazor hakarev yumos. That is the pasuk that discusses the avoid of the kohanim.
That's misvidishmai.
And us, that's the question. That was the big dilemma. Does that mean what does that pasuk over there mean? So therefore, since it says in pasuk by the Korach, that's pasuk ches in the sardim of Yehavim says Gemara kol hakarev hakarev el mishkan Hashem yomus ha'im tamnu legvaya. That pasuk was discussed in the case of Korach's Korach. There is clear from the context that it's mis eish min hashamayim. So to the gzeres shava, yumas, it's going to be over here. The zol bezach vayda. That's
where
according to
yumas. Where does it say that?
We just read it.
Both have the word yumas or
yamus. Yamus, right? It's not exactly the same word. You're a good point. Very good. Here it says yumas. Here it says yamus, but it's close enough. It's close enough. Vayda. Rabbi Akiva, it says Nebuchadnezzar, he hasn't. Now Rabbi Akiva disagreed. Rabbi Akiva, what did he say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva says Chenek. He holds a Zor that does avoidis chayiv Chenek. What's the makar for Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, Imer Nemekana v'Hazar Karv Yumas, and it says in the Halon, it says by a Navi Sheker v'Hanavi Hahu Acholim Hachalim Hahu Yamus. He shall be put to death. Malahalon. So the kasha here is to live. Malahalon is skilus. To live in the most kasha. Where do we keep the Mishnah say? I'm sorry. Go back to the Mishnah. Chenek. So we got a kasha. We keep remember Chenek. Okay, we have to go one at a time.
Established the Gzei Shov is by skila.
Let's see. That's the question. The question here is when a zar that does avoid. Let's go one step at a time. It says in the Mishnah there is a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says a zar that does avoid is chayiv chenek. The Chacham say is chayiv misa bidei shamayim.
Yeah.
So here we learned the makar for the Rabbanan. We made a gzeres shava to bnei Korach. Period. Now the Brayso goes vayta. The Gemara is going to point out this contradiction in one moment. The Gemara is going to see at the very bottom of the page. Shnei tanoei aliba de Rabbi Akiva. In the Mishnah we learned Rabbi Akiva says chayiv chenek. Here we're learning a new version of Rabbi Akiva, a different version of Rabbi Akiva that says it's going to be chiyuv skila, skila. And what does it say in the version of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva never came bizarre to Rabbi Akiva. Similar halal by a navi sheker. The hanavi ahu oicholim hachalim ahu yomus mal halon biskila.
Everybody's minded that.
That's only Rabbi Akiva. Yes. Clear as day. That's a ferish apostle. Ferish apostle. The mayhem bomb. The ferish apostle.
The mayhem bomb.
Right. Rabbi Yochanan says no. He says no, malahalon b'chenek, afkan b'chenek. No, he holds a novi sheker. He holds malahalon. He holds a novi sheker.
Oh,
right, I'm sorry. You're right. He holds malahalon b'chenek.
Because only says the
main
bomb, the blood.
Okay, let's see. Abichlim says it's filin novi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says it's filin novi shadich es harabim b'chenek. Okay, he holds in Echnami, it's Chenek. Machloikis is a Navi that's Mediach, is it Bechenek or is it Beskila? But everyone agrees that it's going to be the same Gezerah Shava, Memela, whatever the halacha is, whatever Shev is, we're going to have Yavida. Now the Gemara is Kasha, but Michael, what's Machloikis? What's Machloikis between these? Rabbi Shmuel was the one, Rabbi Shmuel was the Rabbanan. Take a step back. Rabbi Shmuel was the Rabbanan of the Mishnah. That's the Mitzvah of Shemayim. Rabbi Akiva says, Don, we rather go to the Navi Sheker. Donin, you pointed out this point. You must, in Donin, you must. If you have a choice in making Gezer Shava, and one path is precise, it is 100% the same, and the other choice, it's the same Shoresh, but the letters are slightly different.
Rather go to exactly.
That's according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says no. I rather go concept. I rather go make a show between ordinary people to ordinary people. The Bnei Korach, the 250 men, they were not Nevi'im. They were just Hedyotim. And the case of the Zohar is a Hedyot. Therefore, Rishmosa and Don and Hedyot, they ain't Don and Hedyot Minavi. Oh, it's a Gval Gakasha. It's the Gemara, it's unbelievable.
What's the Kasha that what?
Better make a gezeirah shah from a hedyo to a hedyo and a hedyo to a navi. So the Gemara gives an answer, which is a murdic answer.
But what's the kasha? Rukima holds differently. He looks at it as okay, the spelling.
So, but how do you deal? Everyone, but still, the Gemara is saying you have to appreciate someone else is a very good kasha. So let's
try. Kiva,
how would he deflect the approach of the Rabban that which made the gezeirah shava?
Okay.
The gezeirah shava. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva says murdic and bal mus murdic musa here. It says kevan sheidiach. Since even though it's takachu, the person was originally in olden days a navi, ma'amish a navi. Now he turned sour. He turned sour. Sheidiach. He went astray. Kevan sheidiach ein lecha hedyot gadol mizeh. The gresta hedyot is a person who was once on the top of the world in ruchnius, and he turns astray. He's the gresta hedyot. The mela it's talk even better than go to the people of Korach. Korach, the 200, they were stam hedyotim. But this, wow. The Rabbi Shekel, is a gresta hedyot. So Adrabba is even better raya. Vaita. The Mai, come now. Mai, now we go step two.
It's better raya. Oh, my question.
I love your questions. I love you. You're the best.
Next.
You're the best. You're
okay,
the best. Please don't be insulted.
I understand. We have to
running out of time because we are very, 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 very limited.
Okay.
So, but my, and also try to talk a little halavai, we can get a little bit of a head because Yadav is coming and we're very minor. But if you have a good kasha, don't hold back. Don't hold back. Aryeh never holds back. Marcus Lehman, Schus Vezeda, never holds back. So you, there's no reason why you should hold back.
Forgive me, now you're holding back.
Do I hold back? Never. If I have a good joke to say, I'm the first guy. Now we go to stage two. What's the day they come to squeeze? It's skila or is it chenek when it comes to a navi?
Yeah.
So the more be pluk, so the Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, and they argue, and machloek is telling the Bryce and Navi Shadiach, the skila that's Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon says, be chenek. So they're fine. And then what's the machlokes? The gemara over here is not elaborating. It's just telling us if it's a machlokes. That's not for now. That's not a sugya. It's a different sugya. It's machlokes. Period. Next, affect the gemara. Obvious kasha. We learned the mishnah. The mishnah says Rabbi Akiva is one who says that it's going to be b'chenek. And here in this price that we have, Rabbi Akiva says it's going to be b'skila. Is a stila Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara, Trei Tanohe Ve'aliva Rabbi Akiva. This machlokes, what Rabbi Akiva said. Masnisa and Rabbi Shimon, Ve'aliva Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah that says Rabbi Shimon that says Chenek, Braisa Rabbanon, Ve'aliva Rabbi Akiva that says going to be Shreifa. Hadron Allah Elohein Hanishrafin. Hadron Allah Elohein Hanishrafin. Hadron Allah Elohein Hanishrafin. Where are you going?
I get volume 3.
Oh, volume 3. Okay. And where are you?
I'm still going strong.
You're still going strong. You like
I
the,
switched already.
Like the Energizer Bunny.
I'm in 3 already. He just started 3.
Okay.
I'm in 4.
He's like the Energizer Bunny. He's still going.
So Rabbi Akiva then, so he says that the better Zeir Shava from a Pashta Hedya to a Pashta as opposed to a Navi that is even a bigger.
It's a Hedya. It's a Hedya. Are you saying it's too much of a Hedya? You're saying it's too much of a
Hedya. So therefore.
That's machlokes. You can say asra azoy. You can say asra azoy. You can say both ways. You can say this
way.
It's
so interesting.
Way.
He's talking about a number that used to be erlich, and later he went.
Ma'ase mechol yom. I can mamish.
I always understood it. He's talking about a number that's good for nothing from the beginning.
No, that doesn't happen like that. You always start out good. Always start out good. That's the pashat. Now we go to Nusugi, a list of people who are chayiv strangulation. And we learned what strangulation. They take a person, they put a scarf around him, and they basically they choke him until
two people
until he suffocates. Eluheina nechnakim hamake es amad. The person that hits this Nusugi of this amad, the person who causes blood to come forth.
It's not
from
the hits, it causes
hits.
Blood.
No, it's not the hitting, it's blood. You might as well explain.
Right.
Blood of the imai. Father or mother. Next. On as well. The guy named Nevesh Allah. We're gonna Nevesh Mishal this the Aseres HaDibros.
Yeah.
That light tignoiv in the Aseres HaDibros is not stealing money, it's stealing kidnapping.
Right, kidnapping.
The guy named Nevesh Mi Yisrael. The Zake Mamre Al P Bezin. The Zake, that's Mamre. We always say it short. Every year Zake Mamre. The correct expression is a zaken mamre al pi bezdin. Okay, we only say half of the expression. See, that come to the night, know that. A zaken is mamre, he rebels al pi bezdin against the word of bezdin. A zaken mamre, who's he rebelling against? He's rebelling against the NFL. He doesn't want to kneel. Who's he rebelling against? You're rebelling against the pi bezdin. Next, the unavi sheker. Okay, unavi sheker. Next, there's a person that's misnabi b'shem al b'zos. So no, he's saying name of Hashem. No, name of Hashem. This is what you should do. And the next, and misnabi b'shem avoy d'zod sederes. The above eish es ish amarais. The zoy bas koyin. This is the first thing himself. Marcus, the person says. The person says about a bas koyin. The person says about a koyin. She's a grusha v'chalutza. So they say about her that she is the daughter of Rusha Chalusa. It turns out that these are Edim Zaymanim, Imanu HaYisem. So it says, Vasisim Loika Asher Zomam. Can we make the two witnesses into a Ben Gusha Ben Chalusa? Impossible. You can't make a person two witnesses into a Ben Gusha Ben Chalusa. What?
The Malchus.
Oh, so they give the Malchus a testifying falsely. But normally, what is the halacha of Vasisim Loika Asher Zomam? If they testify, they want to kill a person, we testify you're a Tzeach. And then it turns out, so what do we do to the witnesses? You wanted to kill this person, so now we're going to kill you. Let's say they testified that so-and-so is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. He can't do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
And the two witnesses are Yisraelim. Even if they're Kohanim, it doesn't make a difference. You don't apply the principle of saying about witnesses that they are, because it's because it's a mitzias, it's not a matter.
Right, right.
So what then do you do in a situation? What then do you do in a situation? So Mela, so you say Zayim Bas Koyin. So that's tell you one example. Now I'm giving you another example. This is halacha. Let's clarify. I jumped a little bit. Now let's say they testify that I just gave you an example to bring the point. But let's say two witnesses testify that this woman who is a bas koyin was mizane.
Right.
So what do they want to? What kind of misa do they want to give strefa?
Ah,
and now it turns out that they're edim zaynim. So do we give the witnesses strefa? No. Gezeres hakasav. We're going to see in the Gemara. We give them chenik. We do not give them even though they wanted to give her strefa. We do not give them strefa because told them the kahuna. Next ubayala. If a man is mezana, a man was a bas koyin who is in a suah, so machlekes in the Gemara, she may indeed get sreifa. But the man that is mezana with an eishes ish who is a bas koyin, even though she gets sreifa, he only gets chenek ubayala. Now we begin the sugya of causing a parent to bleed. Make of the imay minolan. What's the makor in the Torah that you get misa? Stam misa in Torah is going to be chenek. How you know this? The chesiv make of the imay mos yumos. Frak the Gemara and the Gemara makes a statement. B'chol misa shavu b'shav Torah stam ein el chenek halachah l'mashu Sinai. That's a mesira. That's not for now. The sugya stam misa in the Torah is saif. It is chenek. Kedu Rashi's dash does not elaborate upon that. We had the Gemara before. That is, let's say it's halacha l'moshe b'sinai, it's going to be chenek. In fact, the Gemara, when the pasuk says makei, how do you know? You have translated the word makei means to hit and to cause blood to come forth. Maybe the pasuk means literally makei means to bring death.
Right.
How do you know? Ema maybe ad dikotel le mikdol, until the person kills the parent, rachman l'son. So the Gemara says can be sal gadaitach? Question mark. Can you even suggest, make such a suggestion? Kotel chad b'sayif, if Reuben were to kill Shimon, what is the form of the penalty? Sayif. V'av b'chenik, and now when he kills a parent, he gets chenik, which one is worse? The Gemara assumes now at this moment that sayif is worse, so that means that you're going to get less for killing a parent than killing someone else. It's ridiculous. So the Gemara says, it's only ridiculous if you take a hold that Saif is less than Chenek. The Chenek is less than Saif.
Right.
So Deva Michael in a Chenami, it's an upgrade.
Right.
So the Gemara says, you're right, Ella, Milosif. So here we go to Josh number 2. Ella, Milosif, Makei, Ish, Vames, Mos, Yumas. It says here the word Makei, Vames. If the word Makei, Stan, means death, why then does the Pasuk have to say the word Vames?
Wow.
It's self understood.
Uh-huh.
So it says, O Ve'eva, with enmity, he kahu, hatred, he hit him, biyadoi, vayamos. Why does it need to say the word vayamos? It already says he kahu. The fact that in these two pasukim it says the word vayamos reveals to us that the stam hakah is not death, stam hakah is blood, chabura. Shma mino, kohech dikach hakah, stam laf misahu, it's not misa, that melo, when it says now makei, avavi imai, It does not say there that there was a death. It just says makay. We now know from this drasha, from this diuk, that it means blood. Now, period. That ends the shtickel gemara. Now the gemara goes off on a tangent. The gemara says, points out, by the way, we mentioned over here discussing death. If a Reuven kills Shimon, why in general does the Torah have to say the halacha of Reuven kills Shimon twice? It says the halacha that if one man kills his fellow man, he's chayiv misa twice in the Torah. The Gemara now is going on a tangent telling us why it was necessary for the Torah to teach me this halacha twice. The itzrich l'michtav makei ish, the itzrich l'michtav kol makei nefesh. In one place we call the person an ish, and in other place we call him a nefesh. The Gemara explains, d'ikos rachmona makei ish, v'meis ha'amina ish, the bar mitzvah in katan lo, only an adult. But if a man kills a child, he is off the hook. That's why kos rachmona kol makei nefesh, even a child, the person who kills a child, is chayav misa. V'kos rachmona kol makei nefesh, ha'amina filo nefal, even a nefal, even a baby, even Nefel, meaning not a bakriyama. So in this way, not a bakriyama. Okay, I feel ben shemayna. A baby that's born is only 8 days old. Only eight months. The pregnancy was not a pregnancy where the child has a chance of living. Chazal, if the baby was born after 8 months, it meant the baby cannot possibly live. In fact, the baby is muksa on Shabbos. So if I would think it's a nefesh. So I think that's why we need both sukkim. Factoring more of the ema, I've got the ovid babe kabura. Oh. So in other words, next question, it says it's a makay. So I told you many times, blood must come forth. How do you know? Maybe if a person, a child, Rachmana Litzlan, raises his hand to a parent and he just hits the parent and there is no release of blood, that should be enough because the word makay does not. Who told you the word makay means blood? Now, by the way, I just know some grammatical rules. The word chabura means blood. A chavura means a group of people. In Lakewood, they have chavuros, not chaburos. Chaburos means they have wrestling, they have fighting matches, they blood. So it's the correct term is chavuros. A chavura means blood. Chavura means a group. For whatever reason, we're not makpid on this, and we say that in Lakewood they have chaburos. He's a roish chabura. That's what they say. That's our language. It's not the original language.
Be on top of, you know, under the skin, it is blood also. I mean, it's also a discussion.
So you want to say, so he's saying a lom shavar. He's saying is that the Torah is so good in Lakewood, the Talmidim get so excited from what they say, they raise their blood pressure. So it's mamish, a chabur mamish. A murder gavart, he's saying. Murder gavart.
Matana.
It's not base menish govoah. It's an aleph hay, right? So why do on the stationery it say Beis Medrash Gavoha? That's a very, very bad mistake.
Way too big mistake.
It's too late. Too little, too late. Vaita. They acknowledge it very quickly that it's a mistake, but it's too little, too late. The aim of Agav Deloy Avabei Chabura, maybe blood was not released. Where it says Aloma Tenan, yet we learned Hamake Avivimoy in Chavat Shiasa Ben Chabura. And for the Gemara, a makra makir adam. So the Gemara is saying a merdik drasha. We makish makir adam to makir behema, and therefore, and there when the animal dies, when it says makir behema, it means the animal's blood. It means there from the context, the pasuk, it means that the animal is dead. A makra makir adam, or makir behema yishalmena. Ma makir we makish makir adam to makir behema. Now, whatever the reasons are, we assume my makir behema ad the oved bo chabur, because there you have to pay money. Oh no! I'm sorry. The Gemara Taka says Tchsiv Nefesh. It says Nefesh. It says in the pasuk by the animal. It says the Nefesh. Okay, you have to look at the whole pasuk in the Torah, but there it says Nefesh, which means that the animal is dead. Animal is dead means you can the Nefesh. Stam Nefesh means blood. Rashi Taka says this. Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Rashi says Tchsiv Nefesh. It's a murder. Rashi. Rashi says the Nefesh Mashma Dam Dahave Chabura. It says by the pasuk of an animal. It says blood. The ish kiyake kol make behema yishalmena or make adam yumas. And the pasuk goes on to say the make nefesh behema yishalmena nefesh tachas nefesh. So since it says by an animal, it says perik of dal pasuk yudches and ois zvav. Okay, it says by an animal, it says with nefesh. And Rashi tells us a chiddush noira that stam nefesh means dam. So it says in Rashi memela.
So the chsibei nefesh ma'afmak adam adavid b'chaburos when hekish we learn the merdi kechidish that the hakah by a parent has to be when there's going to be blood. Let's say you have an animal. So you're telling me the nefesh means blood. Let's say you have an animal, you load the animal with stones. You take someone's animal and you put on the animal a load that it cannot bear, and that causes it to buckle and to break its bones. So therefore you tell me, oh look, no blood came out. I didn't cause any blood to come out of the animal. I just weakened the animal, so I'm exempt because the pasuk says nefesh. So since it says return nefesh, the only time I'm chayv for tashlumin for damaging your property is only if there's blood. But if there's no blood on pasuk, is that logical? Of course not. So what do you see? You see einachanami. Torah Taka says nefesh, but it's lav dafka. Even if you cause an animal to suffer without blood, it's going to be tashlumin. And now that we're makish a behemoth to an adam, to a parent, so even there's no blood. So the Gemara says you're right. The hekish is not a good hekish. What then is the mukar? Ella im eino inyil nefesh behemoth docha inami yachisha b'avodim chayiv to neinyil nefesh. A whole new drasha, a wild drasha. The Gemara saying over here is that nechnami. It's talking not true. It says the word nefesh by a behemah, and we know as a fact that it's not true, because there's another pasuk that does not say the word nefesh. There's another pasuk that does not say nefesh, and it says makay behemah yishalmena. So you don't need there to be blood. If you take an animal and you weaken it by putting upon it heavy stones, you have to pay.
Yeah.
So why then does it say in another pasuk the word nefesh by behemah?
Uh-huh.
It must be to make this very elaborate drasha allows us to take a pair of scissors to cut out the word nefesh that it says by behema, and to cut and paste it by an adam, by a child, Rahman al-Islan, who hits a parent, he has to be blood, there has to be nefesh. That's a drasha that goyirinu mesifin. We cut out a word from one place and we apply it to another place. This is the type of drasha you have this throughout Shas. Remember this type of Gemara drasha? Goyirinu mesifin. You erase in one place And you must have in some less to in lenevish adam. Ella, affect the Gemara. If that's the case, so it's very nice, a very nice judge. But we have a hekesh also. Why then do the pasuk say make? The pasuk is also compares the two together. What's the purpose? Make nevish shema yishem and make then. It says make. We have a pasuk that says make behema yishal mena umake adam yumas. So what's the purpose of the hekesh? Now that we're coming on to this extra word, goyirin umaisifin, what then do we do with the hekesh? So lamali. So the Gemara says this was a sugya we had yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago. L'chadetanya debei chizkia, and because we learned this so recently, the Gemara assumes you know what it is. Doesn't have to explain. He stays up the whole night chazing the daf.
What does Reb Chizkia say?
The chizkia says is that just when it comes to an animal, it makes no difference. It makes no difference how you kill the animal. Adam mu'li olam. Whether you go up, down, shogig, mezid, any way you cause an animal damage, you have to pay.
Right.
Get pay money. So
how much?
Whatever the damages are. The damages are. So to when if Reuven kills Shimon, it makes no difference if Reuven's going to be chayiv misa. Sometimes he's chayiv misa, but maybe sometimes he's not chayiv misa. It makes no difference if he's chayiv misa. If he did the job of killing Reuven, he does not have to pay for the money, any monetary damages. If in the process of killing Reuven, he damaged a very essential design, even if he's not chayiv misa. Even if they're not going to kill him because there was no hasra, he did a b'shogeg. The bottom line is that it's loy plug. Just like when it comes to the monetary damages for mamon, it's loy plug. You got to pay no matter what. So too, when it comes to monetary damages regarding the killing of a human being, loy plug, there is no there's no payment for monetary damages. Loy plug. Since in one hechatim, so you definitely potter when it's done in mezid of a hasra, because of kamle b'dramine, so even when there's not going to be mezid loy plug, it's not going to be. It's like the rabbi that said to the balabas said to the rabbi, and this shul no one says shalom aleichem to me. The only time he says shalom aleichem to me is kiddush levana. So the rabbi says takes up the siddurim and he starts cutting out all of the times that it says shalom aleichem in the siddur loy plug. No, you don't like the jokes. You don't like my jokes. I know already. I know my customers. Weiter. That's all fine. The Chizkiah. Not everyone agrees to this principle. Some are of the opinion that if you kill a human being, if you kill a human being, and you have to pay. There's no chiyamis. You have to pay. Uh-huh. So there we have a kasha. So lumbly. So the Gemara says, I have another drasha. Ma mak mim lo full potter. Af mak adam lo full potter. It's teaching halacha that the only time you're going to mechayiv is only when you do it damaging. But let's say you bring the animal to the vet, and the vet takes blood from the animal. Is the vet chayiv for damage? Adarav, you have to pay the vet for what he's done to the animal. Is so too when it comes to a human being making the hekish, that if you take blood from a human being, there's no chiv whatsoever. Not for a father, there was a child, the surgery of the father, he's a dentist, and he caused blood to come out.
There's no other option.
No other option. The Gemara's going to say that in one moment. But me'ikar hadin, there is no violation because of the hekish. Just like when it comes to an animal, it's another posh that you go and you take blood from the animal, but if in refuah, so too it's teaching you say that if you take blood from another human being, or you take blood from a parent, there is no technical violation. The bailu, this was a dilemma. Bain, a child, mahu sheyokiz dom lov, can he go and can be let blood? Rav Masnamar, of course, because it's a general pasuk, zek klau gadol b'tarav yahavta loyecha kamecha. It's only forbidden what you would not want your fellow to do to you, but if you would want your fellow to take blood for you, because that's a refuah, so too, if you do, it's a refuah, it's something which is pleasant for someone else, it cannot possibly be that involves a violation of the Torah of Makeh Adam. The Gemara says, Rav Dibi Bar Chinon Omar, Makeh Adam, Makeh Behema, Makeh and Dada Drasha, it's the same thing. You don't need to come on, they don't need to come on the Makeh, the two Makaris are the same halacha. One was Halei Chemocha, and Rav Dimi Bar Chinuno Omar, he says the other drasha, Mak Adam Mak Behema Mak Behema Lufu Potter, Mak Adam Lufu Potter. Now the Gemara says, even though Taka we came out of Maskan, they have two Makaris while you part. The Gemara says, Amai Shahaya, Amai Sarav, Rav Leshveik Lebre Lemishkal Le Silva. He did not allow his son to remove a splinter.
He would not
because they made to extract blood. Even though we have just learned that technically it's mutter, he was machmir. He didn't want him to do it. Mar Bere Dravina La Shavik Lebre, he would not allow his son Lebre Lemiftach Le Chavsut, open up a boil. Because in the process of the boil, it may happen that some blood will come out. Dilma maybe Chaval Vahavale Shegigas Isser. There will be a violation of Issa B'Shoigeg.
The father's suffering and this
doesn't
is the same
matter.
Different.
That's the Kiddush. So they don't obviously hold the Drasha 100%. Obviously they don't hold the Drasha 100%.
He's talking about even there's no option, he's the only one there.
I don't know, it's not really clear. That's what it says over here. Look, that's what it says over here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a Shigas Issa. Look at Rashi over here says, fine, the mercy of Yechadas Kesachanami. If that's the case, the same way you can't let the son do it, no one should do it. Because there is a prohibition of them to hit someone else.
There's no
Israel
over there.
So the marks gives you answer. The marks says Yach Yadav Kes Achinami. So no one should do it because you may come to cause the tsar. The Gemara says no. Acher, in the worst scenario, it's Shigas La. In the worst scenario, it's just a loisa say, do not hit your fellow friend. Benoi Shigas Chenik, a son, he's dealing with Misa, causing blood from the father, even Shegi. So you don't want to get involved, even though it's Shegi Tzchechenik. The time of the mission on Nachat Shalyad Litabasa Kites. When it comes to Hilchas Shabbos, on Shabbos Kodesh, you're allowed to take a needle to remove a splinter. But it may result accidentally, you'll come and you'll do the skila. The Gemara says, no, Hasam Kalkalu, there you're causing damage. The blood coming out of the body is not a tikkun, it's only chiyuv deraisa for Shabbos, only when it's a tikkun, not when it's a kilko. The Gemara says, Machlaikis, Sinich, the Gemara says, "Man shama leidu amar mechagav bechabur chayiv." Who was he called? Chayiv Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is one of Rabbi Shimon. Amar kol malach shen tzurich legufa pata lei. There's another pitur. It's a malach shen tzurich legufa.
Shkoyach. Thanks, Rabbi Shimon. Shkoyach.